KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school girls softball play last night in the Hawkeye 10, Atlantic swept a pair from St. Albert, winning 12-0 and 13-1. Harlan edging Denison 4-3. Creston beat up on Clarinda 21-3. Glenwood beat Red Oak twice, 12-0 and 13-1. Lewis Central topping Kemper Catholic 2-1 in the opener of a doubleheader. Kemper Catholic 5-4 winners in the nightcap. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Exira EHK beat Cam 11-0. Arweva over Adair Casey 11-1. Glidden-Ralston beat Coon Rapids Bayard 6-1. Western Iowa Conference softball saw Logan Magnolia beat Tri-Center 13-3. In the Corner Conference, Fremont Mills over Sydney 13-5. Stanton beat Essex 11-8. East Mills over Nishnabotna 12-0. Also in softball last night, Southeast Warren beat Bedford 10-0. Wayne over Lennox 10-0. In boys baseball action last night in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was St. Albert sweeping a doubleheader over Atlantic with scores of 6-0 and 7-3. Harlan beat Denison 7-6, Clarinda edging Creston 8-7, Glenwood beat Red Oak twice 14-7 and 18-3, Lewis Central over Kemper Catholic 3-1 in 10 innings in the first game of a doubleheader. The Titans win the second game 2-0. In Western Iowa Conference baseball tournament action, it was IKM Manning over Missouri Valley 3-2. Logan Magnolia beat AHSTW 9-2. Tri-Center over Audubon 4-2. Underwood beat Tri-Center 11-1. Riverside beat Griswold 9-0. Trainer beat Riverside 15-4. In Rolling Valley Conference baseball, Exira EHK a 3-1 winner over Cam last night as Tyler Jacobson had 19 strikeouts on the mound for the Spartans. Coon Rapids Bayard a 5-2 winner over Glidden-Ralston. In Corner Conference baseball, it was East Mills over Nishnabotna 9-8. Essex edging Stanton 6-5 and Sydney 5-4 winners over Fremont Mills. Also, it was Carroll beating ADM 8-3, Earlham beat Panorama 17-6, and Guthrie Center outscored West Central Valley by an 8-6 final. Vanderbilt has opened the best-of-three College World Series finals by beating Virginia 9-8 last night after blowing most of a 7-run lead. Number 9 hitter Tyler Campbell hit a 3-run double while the Commodores erupted for 9 runs in the third inning. Campbell actually doubled twice in the third while Vanderbilt worked out 5 walks and scored 4 unearned runs in that inning. He entered the game with just 3 RBIs all season. Derek Fisher and Brandon Downs each had 2 RBIs for the Cavaliers, who allowed just 4 runs in winning their first 3 games of the College World Series. The Commodores can win their first national championship in a men's sport with a victory coming up tonight in Omaha. In Major League Baseball, Lance Lynn allowed 3 hits in 8 innings, and Matt Adams ignited the offense with 2 home runs and a career-high 6 RBIs as the St. Louis Cardinals beat the slumping Colorado Rockies 8-0 last night. Lynn struck out 7 and walked no one before being taken out for the ninth inning after throwing 108 pitches. That's the first time Colorado has been held scoreless at Coors Field since last July. Adams' big night included a 2-run single in the third, a solo shot in the fifth, and a 3-run homer in the seventh inning. It was his third multi-homer game in his career. Elsewhere in the National League, Miami beat Philadelphia 4-0, Cincinnati over Chicago 6-1, Washington blanking Milwaukee 3-0, and San Diego shut down San Francisco by a 6-0 final. In the American League, Baltimore beat Chicago 6-4, Toronto over New York 8-3, Seattle 12-3 over Boston. Jeremy Guthrie pitched into the eighth inning. Jared Dyson drove in 2 runs off of Zach Greinke, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 5-3 last night. That ends a 4-game losing skid. Guthrie allowed 2 runs and 7 hits while winning his third straight start. He was buoyed by an offense that had scored only 8 runs total during their recent slide. Dyson, the Royals' number 9 hitter, went 3-for-3 and stole a couple of bases. Salvador Perez hit a solo home run, and Lorenzo Cain and Alcides Escobar, 2 of the players acquired by the Royals in the trade that sent Greinke to Milwaukee in December of 2010, each drove in a run. Greg Holland served up a homer to Adrian Gonzalez in the ninth, but then went on to earn his 22nd save. Just one other interleague game. It was Pittsburgh beating Tampa Bay by an 8-1 final. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Iowa beat Albuquerque 4-3, El Paso topping Omaha by a 6-2 final. The St. Louis Cardinals have recalled right-hander Eric Fornatero and infielder Pete Cosma from AAA Memphis to fill the roster spots of injured pitchers Michael Wacha and Jaime Garcia. Wacha and Garcia were placed on the 15-day disabled list on Sunday. Garcia's move was retroactive to Saturday. Wacha's placement was retroactive to last Wednesday. Fornitero was 1-2 with a .327 earned run average and 4 saves in 19 appearances for Memphis. Cosma is up for the second time this season. He began the year with the Cardinals before being optioned on April 14th to Memphis, where he hit .234 in 59 games. Well, Brazil and Mexico have secured spots in the knockout stage at the World Cup by posting victories. Brazil was a 4-1 winner over Cameroon. Mexico scored 3 times in a 10-minute span in the second half as they beat Croatia 3-1. The Netherlands finished on top of Group B after they shut out Chile 2-0. Chile finished second in the group. They'll also advance to the knockout round. Defending champion Spain salvaged some World Cup pride with a 3-0 victory over Australia in their last match at the tournament. It was their only victory of the opening round. Well, Tim Duncan apparently isn't ready to retire. A person with knowledge of the decision tells the Associated Press that the Spurs forward is exercising the option on his contract and will continue to play for San Antonio next season. The 38-year-old won his 5th championship with the Spurs earlier this month, leading to some speculation that he could retire after 17 seasons in the league. But many also expected Duncan to return next season because he continues to play at a high level. Duncan will make $10.3 million next season as part of a contract designed to allow the Spurs to surround him with top-flight talent. The agent for Carmelo Anthony says his client loves being a Knick, but that the former Syracuse star is headed for free agency because he wants to explore his options. The All-Star forward had a Monday deadline to terminate the final year of his contract and had informed the team that he would indeed do so. And Andy Murray made a triumphant return to Wimbledon, traditionally playing the first match on center court as men's defending champ. Murray breezed past David Goffin in straight sets. Last year, Murray became the first British man to win Wimbledon in 77 years. He's bidding to become the first to retain the title since Fred Perry in 1936. Top seed Novak Djokovic had little trouble in his opening match, winning in straight sets. Also advancing were 6th-seeded Tomas Berdych and 7th-seeded David Ferrer. 2nd-seeded Li Na and former number one Victoria Azarenka eased into the second round. 5-time champ Venus Williams claimed her first Wimbledon victory since 2011. American Sloane Stephens dropped her opening match to Russian Maria Kirilenko, 6-2 and 7-6, and that loss ends Stephens' streak of reaching the second week at 6 consecutive Grand Slam tournaments. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.